This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Phone number 201-332-3484. All right. Going to the phones. Best Show.
What up, douche? D-plop in the his house.
Okay, great. Hi, Darren.
I can still say his house, right? I mean, is there something newer that people are saying in lieu of house or dwelling?
Something new, something newer than house?
Yeah, like I want to be current. Like people are in condos now. Would it be in the condos? No, the condos.
That's
unwieldy.
Yeah, I think you're going down the wrong road.
I'll stick with his house in the future.
Yeah, you probably want to trust his house.
See, so I was right. My gut instincts are usually right.
Mm-hmm. Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. Your gut instincts were right again, Darren.
Yep.
This is Darren, a guy I work with over at Consolidated Cardboard.
What a weekend, huh?
Oh, yeah. That is an understatement.
Right.
And for people who obviously don't know, but I said we work together. This past weekend was the annual Consolidated Cardboard Petition the Gods for Excellence retreat.
I always look forward to it, and I always come away from it just, you know, invigorating. You know, just... I just love it. I feel great. And so many amazing things at this one this year, huh?
Yeah, at the corporate retreat, there's these trust-building exercises that are always pretty intense and kind of inspiring.
Like, I loved it.
The human pinata is a big one.
That's my favorite, yeah.
You like that?
I did, yeah. We're like a worker's blindfolded, and they swing a bat at a pinata. And it's filled with all these goodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then the person who hits the pinata, they're told that there's another pinata also behind that one with even more stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there isn't. Just a group of these older people at a picnic table eating their breakfast. So the blindfolded person has to keep swinging the bat, and the old-timers just have to stay out of the way.
Yeah, I kind of... What do you think makes that? Why would they call that a trust building exercise?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I didn't think about it. I guess it's, you know, you have to trust that if you get hit by the bat, your head's going to get caved in or explode.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I guess that's a pretty liberal definition of trust.
Yeah.
What other ones are there that are pretty...
I like, what's it, that thing, the key to your raise exercise. That was fun.
Yeah, the key to your raise, which is like a pie-eating contest.
I loved it. There's a key in one of the pies that opens a lockbox at the main Consolidated Cardboard office. And inside the box is a coupon that gives the employee a $50 a month raise. Mm-hmm. But there's also a key to a lockbox that has a piece of paper inside that says, "You just got S-canned." And the person gets fired if they open that box.
I feel like that one's kind of cruel.
Well, you know, like they say, welcome to the world of big cardboard, right?
Is that what they say?
I've heard it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it was a pretty exciting weekend. I'm trying to think of other highlights.
Ooh, I loved those trust shrinking exercises, like believe nothing. That was fun. It wasn't fun. It was something.
Yeah, I mean that was like the one that almost did me in.
You're telling me. It was bad enough being in that darkened theater for 16 hours, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But when those voices came on from every angle telling every worker in the room that they're going to be caught for stealing and that the company's actually going under and the Consolidated isn't really a cardboard company but a front for an offshore money laundering scheme and that someone's been murdered in the break room and that they're the prime suspect, oh my God, it reduced everybody to a pile of goo. I think some people actually died during it.
I heard someone say something about that. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It might have been Craig.
It's really intense because the voices, it's like they are coming from literally, when you say every angle, it's like they're surrounding, like they're above you and below you. And
it was like 5.1.
Yeah, it is really like 5.1.
Yeah.
Wow. What a crazy corporate retreat.
Oh, man, but wasn't Katrina Starr incredible? I will tell you this. Old man Dalrymple could not have picked a better motivational speaker to get us fired up for the next quarter. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's like a tattooed female Chris Angel meets a punk rock Tony Robbins on performance-enhancing drugs or something, right?
Mm, okay.
And those tricks she was doing, they were insane. She's like a hot punk sorceress, if you ask me.
Mm. Well, you know, I mean, she's something else. She's something else.
I tell you, man, you could just really feel the energy change when she took the stage, right?
Yep.
I mean, I certainly felt it. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but I certainly did.
Yeah. Darren, I think we all noticed you noticing it. It's like she shot a tractor beam at you from the stage and you were caught in it and it actually drew you up to the stage.
Well, she did pick me to be the person to help her with that fire-eating demonstration.
Uh-huh. Well, that might have something to do with you pretty much, like, you were, like, pretty much laying at her feet with that, like, weird glazed-over expression.
No, yeah. Man, I just wanted to get a better look, that's all.
Oh, okay, Darren. Okay.
You know, Katrina and I hung out all Sunday night.
You hung out with the like motivational magician. Okay.
Yeah. Look, and I don't know if you noticed it, but I wasn't at work today or yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I did notice you were not in the office.
Yeah. You see, Katrina had a couple of days off before her next gig in Vegas, and she decided to stay in Newbridge. We've been holed up in her suite at the Newbridge Trump Half Tower since Sunday, Tom.
That's gross.
We pretty much stayed in bed and watched Roast Battle all weekend. Please tell me you've seen this thing.
Roast, I did not watch Roast Battle.
Oh, my God, you have to see it. I'll tell you, the roasting was good, but the best part was this thing called The Wave.
What is The Wave?
Well, you know the comedian Carrot Top, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know the prop comic Carrot Top, sure.
Well, picture three Carrot Tops who come on stage after each zinger and do the most hilarious prop-driven micro-sketches imaginable.
Ugh.
Sounds great, right?
Now, that sounds horrendous.
One of them shirtless the entire time.
Oh, okay. Well, now it's getting worse.
Oh, it's great. They pretend one guy pretends to give birth to the other guy, and they hold up a cool sign that says something like, "I'm with her."
Oh, that's...
So it's timely.
That sounds awful.
Ugh. But look, anyway,
Funny. You find that funny.
I love it. Yeah, it's great. I'm surprised you don't love the description of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, knowing what I know about you and your love of comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, not for me.
I mean, how far is that from, I'm trying to think of some other people you like, what's his name, Todd Barry?
That's pretty far from what Todd Barry does. Three Carrot Tops on stage doing what you call micro sketches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much as far away from Todd Barry as it gets.
Hmm. Well, I guess we can beg to differ on that all nighty night night.
Hmm. We sure can.
Yep. But, you know, I said we watched the show earlier, and, you know, we didn't really watch it, you know, what we... what we were up to between those black silken sheets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's got to be illegal in at least 8 states and or territories.
What? Darren.
What?
I don't need to hear any of this. And
be happy for me.
Can I just say something, and I mean this sincerely.
Yes.
Just be careful, okay? You know, it really sounds like you might be biting off a little more than you can chew with... Katrina Starr.
I was biting something, all right.
Ugh, stop. I hate that so much.
Well, it sounds like someone's a little jealous.
I'm not jealous at... Look, I just know that Katrina Starr's like a very charismatic entertainer, and I know that's, like, I'm trying to think of the right way to say it. I know that's something you're attracted to.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. This is about Mary Lou Henner, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's about Mary Lou Henner.
Well, look, like the great Steve Sherbert sang, you cannot win if you do not play, right?
The great Steve Sherbert. Steve Forbert?
Steve Sherbert.
I believe it's Steve Forbert who said that, and you know, if you're talking about playing, you could not have played that night with Mary Lou Henner any worse than you did.
What are you talking about? She was in Newbridge doing her one-woman show. We were both single at the time. I showed up at her hotel room with gelato and whiskey. What's so wrong about that?
Well, it's very wrong. It's very, especially when you consider that you were about to get married the next morning.
Hey, things were different in the mid-2000s, and you know it. But the thing that has always perplexed me is, you know, I still don't get why she didn't answer that door at 2 a.m., you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I could tell she was looking at that peephole.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she had to recognize me as the guy who was blowing those kisses at her all night from the front row during her show.
This is like harassment and stalking, and of course she didn't open the door. But look, I don't want to see you get hurt by this. It's like Katrina Starr's like a larger than life character, and I don't know her well, but I could picture you're, she's her and you're you, and I could picture that there, she's got more than one Darren out there, like a Darren in every port, so to speak.
How dare you talk about my wife like that?
Wait, your wife?
We got married.
Oh. You got married to Katrina Starr, the motivational magician who performed at our corporate retreat 2 days ago, who you've known for at tops 2 days.
No, you nuptial dummy. We got married after knowing each other 3.5 days. Show us some respect.
Okay, well, 2.5. Oh, I'm sorry, the difference between 2 and 3.5. That I'm, you know, Darren, I've known you a long time, and this sounds like another classic Darren Ploppleton bad decision.
What are you talking about? I make great decisions. You know, this kind of logic and critical thinking runs in my family, too.
To make great decisions?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Take, for instance, my grandfather, Antoine Ploppleton. He was so sure that in World War II, Canada was going to join the Axis forces, that he invested his entire life savings in a maple syrup called Mrs. Nazi Worth's.
Mrs. Nazi Worth's syrup.
Yes. Uh-huh. Sounds lucrative, right?
Well, what happened to your uncle?
Well, he was tried and flagrantly convicted of flagrant treason.
Your grandfather was tried?
Yes.
And convicted?
Flagrantly convicted.
Flagrantly convicted?
Yes.
Of?
Flagrant treason.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. So that's one example of...
That's one. I'll give you another one. My uncle, Stu Ploppleton.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was so sure that baseball was going to merge with football.
Yeah.
And create this super sport called foot-based football.
Foot-base football.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great, doesn't it?
I want to hear more about this.
Well, he thought it was going to happen because this guy in a men's room told him it was going to happen. They were at a urinal together, and he was taking a squeege.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. And he took it really far. He designed uniforms that incorporated football helmets and those knee-high stirrup socks. Really cool.
Yeah.
And I think this merger could still happen.
Between football and baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And when those games occur, it's going to be off the chain.
Well, Darren, that is maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Maybe you're the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, maybe I am.
I think you are. Now, tell you what.
What?
You think I'm one of these morons who calls your show and brags about how everything's going to go great, and then it all goes horribly wrong, right?
Yeah.
Like that dummy from that band that played on Mount Everest, mm-hmm. or that moron from, Wawa Records? What's his name? Philly Boy Rex?
Philly Boy Roy.
I think it's Rex.
It's Roy. So you're not one of these morons.
No. And if you think I have anything in common with those losers,
yeah,
then we have no business being ultimate besties.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if I'd describe us as besties, for starters, but, hey, Darren, well, let's talk about the age difference here between you and Katrina.
Okay.
You're what, like 48?
Yes.
Uh-huh, and how old is she, like 28?
No, you sick F. She'll be 30 in December.
Oh, okay, so you're still almost 20 years older than her.
What are you, the love police? Tom, this is what real love looks like in 2016, all right? Age differences don't mean anything. I mean, just look at the entertainment news every day. Just off the top of my head, you know, there's like Jerry Hall and Rupert Murdoch. That's a pretty substantial age difference. Doug Hutchison and his beloved Courtney Stodden.
Ugh, that's the most repellent thing ever.
Are you kidding me? They're our Jack and Jackie.
Hey, oh God! So that's our Camelot.
Absolutely, yeah.
Doug Hutchinson. And
well, he's pretty much Doug Stodden now,
yeah,
right?
So, yeah. Yeah. So, all right.
Oh, and, you know, to name a couple others, you know, Leo DiCaprio and whomever this week's 22-year-old panty model is, Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper in Serena, Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt in Love and Space, Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper in Joy, Jennifer Lawrence and Christian Bale in American Hustle, Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper in American Hustle, you know, to name just a couple, really.
Yeah. So, oh, so that's Love in 2016.
Yeah, yeah.
What a, no, Darren, that is, this is not some new thing of old dudes dating young women. This is not some new thing that I can't roll with.
Hmm. I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like you're judging me. I don't like it. And, you know, I think, like I said, I think you're jealous, and, you know, things are finally on track for old Diplop, and I don't think you can take it.
Mm-hmm. No,
I really don't.
Sure.
But,
okay.
But look, enough about me, Vita Loco, okay? I've talked enough about myself. How are you doing? You know, we didn't get to talk much over the weekend due to my and Katrina's friendship and subsequent lovemaking marathons.
Well, I gotta say, honestly, I'm pretty angry right now.
Oh, no. Did you run out of chain pizza restaurants to rail against?
Okay, that's...
I'm just asking.
No, I didn't run out of chain... Why is that even a thing? That's not all I do.
Seems like it. I mean, it's a major part. I would think if there was like a pizza, yeah, I've got pizza in the brain, I guess, because I'm talking to you, but like a pizza, like a pie chart, pizza pie chart, I would say making fun of pizza as and/or food would be like 99% of that pizza pie chart, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's, I disagree with that.
All right.
I do think that Papa John's pizza, it looks, okay, I'm not even going to, never mind. I don't do that all the, well, look.
So you went for it.
Look.
You have schnatter on the brain. You have schnatter on your bean.
I have schnatter.
So what do they call a brain? It's not. It's a bean. It's a noodle. You have schnatter on your noodle. That's a great saying.
Schnatter on your noodle. Papa John. Okay.
What would it be like if Morrissey had a song called Schnatter on My Noodle? Could you do it, please?
What would that be like?
Yes.
He'd go,
schnatter.
Yeah, he'd go, well, something like he would be singing it. He'd be asking someone for advice. He'd be like, oh, headmaster, please. I need some help. I got schnatter on the noodle. Oh, headmaster, what should I do? I've got schnatter on the noodle. And
would you put Mike on for a second?
Put Mike on? Really? No.
I got to ask him something.
Seriously?
Yes, yes, yes.
Mike? Oh, headmaster. See, it's now stuck in my head. It's very catchy. What do you want to ask Mike?
Mike.
Yeah.
Level with me. He played a record, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at him right now.
There's no record that he just happened to have called Schnatter on My Noodle.
I don't see any record
here.
No,
there's no record.
Oh, my God. I tell you, man, every time I think that you're a complete schlub idiot, you surprise me and you prove yourself to be a weird genius.
Well, that's a sweet thing for you to say.
Well, to you I say namaste.
Well, thank you, Darren.
The genius in me recognizes the genius in you.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm irked because I've been I all my vacation days are just, they're gone.
What do you mean?
No, like, they're not gone like I used them all. I still had 10 days remaining to use of my that I was going to use for my summer vacation of days off. And then young lady Dalrymple tells me I don't have them to use.
Oh, man, it's crazy. How? I don't understand how that could happen, though.
I don't know. I mean,
what?
I gotta ask you. You got promoted to the computer department a few months ago, right?
I did, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's so good to be out of accounts perceivable. I can't tell you. Oh my God. Remember Milt?
Yeah.
Milt had the worst breath I've ever smelled. It was like he was breathing vaporized rotten merkins through a mustache that was made of fetid used wrestling tights that had been left in a hot junkyard refrigerator for like 8 months.
Darren?
Yes.
I don't want to talk about Milt right now. I just want to ask you a question.
Shoot, yeah.
Did you take my vacation days?
How dare you? Of course I didn't. You're my bestie. My ultimate bestie.
Okay. Well, that's a relief.
I just borrowed them.
Wait. Oh, you borrowed them.
Yeah, why?
What are you talking about?
Well, I needed them for my honeymoon.
But they're not yours to take. They're mine. And what? That's illegal, what you did.
Okay, well, I don't think it is, but I think if I'm guilty of anything, I'm guilty of one thing, and that's love. I'm guilty of love.
No, if you're guilty of anything, it sounds like you are guilty of it. You're guilty of actually two things, which would be whatever weird version of love you've been describing, and the thing you're truly guilty of would be going into the Consolidated Cardboard computer system and taking away my vacation days and giving them to yourself.
But Tom, like I said, we're going on our honeymoon. You weren't going to do anything nearly as cool with those 10 days.
Actually, I was, yeah.
What were you going to do? See a bunch of terrible movies to make fun of?
Stop with that. I mean,
what?
Look, if you want to know
what part of the pie chart.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The one other sliver.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you want to know honestly what I was going to do.
I do.
With the time off, I was going to, there's a big international wacky packages symposium in Beijing. And I mean, I had my flight and booked in hotel room and everything. Yeah.
Shut up. What? There's no such thing as a wacky packages symposium. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, there is, and it only happens once every 20 years. And I was going to actually give a talk at it. I've been working on this 2-hour lecture on the 1991 wacky packages fiasco.
What fiasco?
I mean, well, if you really want to know, it's like this lecture I've been working on for a long time, and there was like an ill-fated 1992 wacky packages launch called, and the name of the lecture was Death Savers and Crips Ahoy, What Went Wrong?
I actually think that's funny. How is that wrong? Those are two funny ones.
Well,
I mean, packages are hit or miss, but I think those are both hits.
They thought they were, it's like in a nutshell, they felt it was a little ghoulish for the marketplace. And, I mean, they were competing with Garbage Pail Kids at that point, and those were getting rougher and rougher, especially like Series 4 of Garbage Pail Kids. So Wacky Packages was kind of trying to counteract that on the market, and then the Crips Ahoy one was the worst one because it was bringing in like gang stuff to Wacky Packages, and it just was a bad look. Never. The big bummer of it is that the owner of Wacky Packages, you know, Walt Wacky, is retiring.
Okay.
And he was going to give me and the other lecturers a chance to maybe, I feel like we had a chance at taking over the whole factory. Like Willy Wonka, like the chocolate factory.
Huh, yeah. Well, look, you'll get to do something like that again. You know, I wouldn't sweat it.
I'm never going to get a chance to do anything like that again. When am I ever? The thing only happens every 20 years.
What's that, so money? Ooh, okay. Ooh. Katrina says it's time to make our clothes disappear again.
Oh,
I'm getting ready. I've got to get ready. Okay, baby. I'll be in the bedroom as soon as possible. You know, Katrina's turned me on to all kinds of great new music.
Uh-huh.
This is a band called Mutilation Rites. They're really good.
Mutilation Rites.
Yeah, oh, they're really good. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Hey, look, I'm going to talk to you next week, okay? And I'll tell you all about our honeymoon. It's going to be great.
Hey, Darren, just please be careful.
Oh, shut up, you ninny. This is going to be the best, most solid marriage of all time. Just you wait, all right? You're going to eat all those doubtful words that you said to me tonight. You're going to eat them all.
Oh, well, look. I want the...
Look, I gotta go. It's really getting hot, all right? Here comes the Ploppinator!
Darren? Oh, okay, I guess that's it. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier. And yeah, you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.